from CKUW comes this feature from Michael Welch addressing the crisis of suicide among Indigenous peoples across the country.
September is World Suicide Prevention Month, an occasion for community members from charitable organizations, clinicians, politicians, and policymakers to individuals with lived experience of suicide attempts and loss to share understandings and highlight prevention strategies. The familiar messaging, however, is likely not going to mention suicides of Indigenous peoples as being an end product of a capitalism and colonialism. This is the theme of a 2014 book written by Roland Christjohn and co-authored by Shaughnessy McKay, Dying to Please You, Indigenous Suicide in Contemporary Canada, reveals Indigenous suicide to be not merely a result of individual deficiencies and shortcomings, but a response to social and cultural forces outside that have assaulted them in a very real sense. Statistics on Indigenous suicides are not up to date, but according to figures dating back to 2000, the overall First Nations suicide rate was roughly double the Canadian average, and the suicide rate for youth between 15 and 24 was 5 to 7 times that of non-Indigenous youth. Christjohn is Oneida of the Haudenosaunee, a professor of Native Studies at St. Thomas University and a founder of the American Indian Movement in Canada. In a 2014 talk, Christjohn mentioned that he had lost a friend and fellow AIM founder decades ago and became disillusioned with standard psychological and individualistic approaches to addressing suicide in Indigenous peoples. He insists that Indigenous suicide is a direct consequence of a project of repression and assimilation.
What you have is there are social forces in societies in general that work against you wanting to commit suicide. But when those social forces break down, when people feel enemy, detached, aloof, unconnected, then they commit suicide. You see, Indian societies broke down. Our customs, our languages, our political structures, they fell apart. And because we are normless people, we suffer from anomie and we commit anomic suicide.
In an article published for Ricochet Media, Greg McDougall quotes from the book stating, quote, "Indigenous peoples in Canada are systematically misinformed about the nature of the forces arrayed against us as individual human beings. Does the mass of Indians who commit suicide understand that this is murder? Do they understand that their murder is being carried out by people under the facade of healing them?" Unquote. In the same Ricochet article, Shaughnessy McKay draws a parallel between the suicide crisis and the genocidal violence of the residential schools, noting that it took an outraged public to galvanize action. In Ottawa, a member of parliament, Charlie Angus, is introducing a private member's motion called the National Suicide Prevention Action Plan, M174. Here's Angus from a press conference on the motion from May of this year.
Crisis after crisis in so many communities, in Lalash, in Attawapiskat. And we were here just recently over Wapakika when young people died so needlessly. So what we're saying is we need a national action plan because children and young people and seniors across this country continue to die.
Perhaps most encouragingly, grassroots action is being taken in the form of an online multimedia platform called We Matter. This is an Indigenous-led nonprofit organization committed to Indigenous youth empowerment, hope, and life promotion by communicating to youth that they matter and by providing resources and support for them as they cope with crisis.
People from across the country submit short videos, 1 to 2 to 3 minutes long, speaking right to camera, right to Indigenous youth who may be struggling or feeling alone, sharing their own stories and words of support.
There's messages from NHL hockey players.
You're not alone.
Musicians.
Never doubt yourself.
Politicians.
You matter to your community.
For details about the We Matter campaign, please visit the site wemattercampaign.org. In related news, the CBC Massey Lectures will feature Tanya Talaga, author of 7 Fallen Feathers about youth deaths in Thunder Bay. Listen for those lectures on the CBC radio program Ideas in late autumn. From Winnipeg on occupied Anishinaabe Gakin, the homeland of the Métis and the traditional territory of the Nihiyawak and the Nakota, this is CKOW's Michael Welch for Groundwire, with files from Greg McDougall of equitableeducation.ca.